The yogi has a tremendous responsibility. The responsibility of heyam dukkham anagatam. The pain that is to come must be avoided. So through the practices, through the sadhanas, through all the readings and all the classes, the yogi is always reminded to walk the middle road. Don't be overcome by pleasure, don't be overcome by pain. They are both very temporary. Because we cling, we have suffering. And sometimes you don't know you're clinging and you're saying, no, I'm not clinging. I'm practicing my sadhana. I did meditation, I did pranayama, I'm doing fine. I did everything I'm supposed to do today. And then how is it you fail then? How did you fail? Well, you got a sneak attack. By way of samskaras. By way of samskaras. The past is in our bodies. And sometimes you may be doing everything perfect, everything correct, and then you'll get a tap on your shoulder, caught unawares. Just like going on the road, you know, you're in control of your car and your car is all in perfect condition and you're driving around, all of a sudden you get hit. Just like that, you get hit a little. Why do we get hit like that? We have to, you know, because the past, there are certain dues we have to pay up. And we have to pay up those dues. We have to balance off the checkbooks. We have to pay up our debts. And so sometimes we are just going, all right, all right, all right. And then you get struck. It's not your fault. You're already practicing yoga and you're doing the right thing. And then you get a knock from the past and say, you're looking my way, going this way. Come on back a little, you forgot something. And then you say, oh yeah, how did I do that? How did I do that? You forgot. You got absorbed in your perfections of the day. And so you forgot there was a debt to be paid. And so you didn't look a little, you weren't conscious of the past. And it returns like a bad coin. You heard that saying, right? The bad penny always returns. You always find a bad penny. And they keep coming back. So just know that from time to time you will, you know, flop. And you'll get all bent out of shape. And it's not because you're not practicing yoga or you're not doing the right thing according to yogic lifestyle. But it so happens that you have a lot of debts to be paid. So if you can remember some of those debts that you owe out, see if you can straighten it out. Like a disagreement with a loved one, like anger toward a parent, or you owe somebody a whole lot of money and you're just not paying it up. You know, things like that, something from the past, and try to pay it up. Pay it up.